and welcome to Heartbeat. During this season of Lent, each week we've been focusing on a different area of our lives to see maybe where some of our weaknesses might be, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and show us these different areas that we need to ask for God's grace to make some changes. And so we've already spoken about language. We've spoken about our thoughts and capturing our thoughts and aligning them to God's thoughts. And this week, we want to talk about our actions and our behaviors. Are we weak in that area of our lives, in the way that we treat others? Are there things that we need to change? And remember, this change that we're wanting during Lent is all to draw us closer to God. We're preparing the way for Easter. We're preparing the way for Jesus coming into the world. And so by looking at these areas, we're asking God to help us, to give us his grace, to help us become more holy. And so this week, we're going to look at our behaviors and how we treat other people. Maybe you've heard the phrase that actions speak louder than words. It's something certainly that I've heard many times in my life. And often we tell it to little children to remind them that the way we act is important. We can't just say certain things. We have to also show it and display it by the way that we act. And there are times in our lives when we speak things, and then if we compare that to the way that we act, they don't go together. We can actually at times in our lives be hypocrites by saying one thing but then acting a different way. And we don't want to be like that. We want our words and our actions to actually be the same, to actually be a reflection of each other, what we truly believe and who we are. And that goes to the integrity of who we are. In the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "They profess to know God, but they deny him by their actions. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work." Now, the book of Titus was written by the Apostle Paul, and he writes to his companion Titus, and he's writing about how we can be godly people. He's writing about doctrine, and he's writing about good works that come from the gospel as we live our lives and grounding us in good Christian conduct. And so this verse says that they profess to know God, but they deny him by their actions. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. It's really pointing out those of us who say one thing, that we believe in God, a loving, kind, and merciful God, but then the way that we treat others isn't like that. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, it says, "But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves." Now, how often can we hear the word of God? Maybe we even say the word of God, but we don't act the word of God. We don't act as we should when we're believing Christians. So can I ask you today, how do you treat others? How do your actions and behaviors towards others reflect the love of Christ? Do they reflect the love of Christ? Maybe they do sometimes, but not all the time. That's certainly the case for me. Sometimes we're good at telling people about what they should do and how they should live, but we fail to follow our own instructions. I'm certainly guilty of that. And this beautiful time in our church, this season of Lent, means that I can reflect on those times in my life where I don't act the way that I should. It gives me the opportunity to recognize my weakness and to ask for God's grace and to acknowledge that I need God. Our behaviors should be an expression of what we believe and who we believe in. You know, in the book of Matthew chapter 22, you maybe remember the story of someone who comes to Jesus and asks him, "What's the greatest commandment?" And Jesus replies with saying, "You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul." And then he says, "The second commandment is you should love your neighbor as yourself." The way that we love others is through our actions. That's how we show our love. Now, we've been talking a lot in the last few weeks about our inner thoughts, about our heart, because we know that the inner part of us is what affects what flows out of us. And so that's why we've started there, to focus on that. But now we're looking at our actions. How does that relate to how we live out our life and how we treat others? We need to work on the interior part of us first, because that flows out into the way that we act and how we behave. So I want to ask some questions now, and they're just questions for you to reflect on, for me to reflect on, about ways that I'm acting in my life and how I'm treating other people. I want to start with talking about caring for people in your life. Caring for people sometimes is not easy, but we're called to love our neighbor as ourselves, and I certainly know that I need to be cared for at times, and so I need to care for other people. What does caring look like for you? Are you caring for those in your life who need it? Maybe your family members. Are you caring for the sick? Or are you ignoring some of their needs? How do you honor your parents? Now, we've learnt in the Ten Commandments that we're to honor our mother and father. Is this something that you do? Do you go over to see them? Do you go over to lend them a hand? Do you check in on them just to see how they're going? Because we're asked to honor our parents. Do you give generously to those in need? Do you see needs? Do you offer to help? Do you give? Are you patient to others? You know, patience at times can be really difficult. I know that I can become impatient if I walk into a building or somewhere I need to go and I see a queue and I have to line up. As I'm waiting in the queue, I can feel my impatience growing, so that by the time I get to the beginning, end of the queue, or the beginning of it, front of it, to finally get served for something maybe I'm about to purchase, I've got to really temper sometimes my anger towards the person who's serving me, because it's not necessarily their fault that the queue was long. But I can become so impatient. What's your patience like? Now, our actions can be a witness to the gospel. The way we treat others says a lot about who we believe in. If we believe in a kind, loving, and merciful God, should we not then be kind, loving, and merciful to others? I can understand why sometimes people question whether God is like that, because if I'm not a reflection of Him, why would they believe in a God who's kind and loving, that I say is kind and loving, if I don't act that way as well? Maybe some other areas of your life that relate to you in the way that you act and behave. You know, when your child asks you to help with their homework, do you take the time? When a friend wants to talk, do I take the time to listen? We spoke a bit about listening a few weeks ago, how we should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Do I offer someone a lift who needs it? Do I take time out of my day to give someone my attention? Do I offer to carry someone's bags? Do I offer to clean the house? Do I offer forgiveness when I've been hurt? All these ways that we act and behave in our life are a reflection of what we believe in. You know, are there some ways then that I've spoken that maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about ways, actions, and behaviors that you have in your life that God wants you to improve? In 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, it says this: "Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action." Now, another version, the NLT version of the Bible, says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." We show the truth. We show the truth about who God is, who we believe in, by our actions and by loving other people. So this Lent, this week, reflect on your actions, your behavior toward other people. How do you treat people? And ask God, what do you want to say to me about my actions and about how I behave? Are there areas that I need to improve in? So why don't you pray with me right now, and let's ask that God would reveal that to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for this time of Lent, where you give us the opportunity to prepare ourselves for you, for your coming. Lord, would you help each one of us to reflect on our actions and our behaviors, the way that we treat people? And would you reveal to each of us in our hearts the areas, the specific areas, that we need your grace and your help? And we ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.